One of the most precious gifts that the Teiras HaChassidus gives us when we approach a Yom Tov is to understand that a Yom Tov, in this case the holiday of Pesach, is not simply about commemorating a historical event with mitzvos, or even for that matter reliving that event, but rather there's something deeper. The Rebbe Mivarka, Zchuso Yagen Aleinu, taught us Al pi chasidus, a beautiful take, a chasidus should take on the word regalim, shalosh regalim. The Yom Tovim are referred to as legs because they are the basis, the source of an awakening in Avodas Hashem that is supposed to last us the entire year. The Nesiv HaShalom describes that every zman, every time, has its own power, its own koach in Avodas Hashem. And that's why the Rebbe Mivarka taught us it's referred to as a regel. It's the base, the source of Kedusha for us in relating to a particular koach, a particular power that is during this time of Nisan. Just like when it comes to a mezuzah awakens a certain potential of Kedusha in a bayis, tzitzis awakens the Kedusha inside of a beged that a person could bring out, so too, Pesach is ma'orer, something that's extremely, extremely important for us, al pi chasidus. Now, I have to tell you that my Chodesh of Nisan in preparation for Yitzias Mitzrayim had a tremendous addition of joy that was brought to it. The Rebbe of Amshinov, Rebbe Yitzchakel of Amshinov, who our family felt very, very close with, did not write anything down. And just this past Shabbos, someone brought me the Haggadah that his grandson had written. The name of the Haggadah is Mishmeres HaKodesh. And here there is a beautiful idea that he quotes, again, from the Rebbe Mivarka, Rebbe Yitzchakel of Varka, who is our antecedent in Amshinov. And I think it is an important yesod in terms of the way we experience Pesach. It's a new madrega, a new level of understanding. Chayiv Adam Lira says, Atzmai Kihilu Hu Yatzami Mitzrayim. And then it could be Mashpia on us and our families in terms of our Emunah BaKadosh Baruch Hu and our sense of closeness to Kudsha Brichu and our sense of Geula, ultimately to redemption. He asks the following kasha. We say, at the pinnacle of Magid, at the pinnacle at the end of the Haggadah, at the end of Magid, where we say, "Bechol dar v'dar chayiv adam liris esatzma kilu yatzami Mitzrayim, sheloyes avoyseinu bilvod gol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ela afoyseinu gol imahim." Not only did our forefathers go out of Egypt, so too we went out with them. And that is such an important theme that many, many have spoken about, that the essence of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a connection of generations, that every single one of us went out of Mitzrayim. But the Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, my grandfather's Rebbe, my Sandik, quoted from the Rebbe of Varka, our antecedent, Rabbi Yitzchakel, and he asks the following, L'chayri imilsa pshita, shim galas ha'avois nigalin afabanim. This doesn't require a rocket scientist or a Masaira and Teira for us to know that if our grandfathers somehow survived Nazi Germany, then we were saved along with them. And we have a responsibility to continue the Masaira that those who did not make it, who in us, as my great-grandmother held my uncle a few short years before she was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, the moment he left, to Canada, she said to him, "Forget nicht von wir kimst, forget not where you've come from," and that's a responsibility on all of us. But that's a davar pashut, that's obvious. So what is the point? El afo sanu gali mohim. Just like my grandmother and my grandfather were saved, so too we were saved. Zok Maran HaRebbe HaKadosh Mivarka Alak Pasuk Ki Meitzeis Chame Eretz Mitzrayim Erena Nifla. It's the Pasuk in Micha in Perek Zayin says, from the day you came out of Mitzrayim, I will show you miracles. Delo ne'mar, like the day that you went to Mitzrayim, I showed you miracles. Delo ne'mar esed niflos. It doesn't say from that moment that we went out of Egypt, God made for us miracles. Ela erenu niflos. Rabbi Yitzchak asked that at the end of the day, it does not say that I made miracles for you, but I showed you miracles. Shekol haniflois vaguulois shiyu ad bias hagoyel ubichlolam hagula asida. All of the miracles that our grandparents survived, the miracle that I'm saying this Torah to you from Arzenu Akdosha, the miracles that happened this past summer, the miracles of shooting missiles out of the air. Hakol nasik varbi yitzias haMitzrayim shayrish kol haGeulos. All of those things, al pi chasidus, remember the other idea, regalim, that all of those ideas, the basis, the basis of all of them, already took place in Geulas Mitzrayim. Rak shehim mechusim, but they weren't revealed yet. Utzrichim lehizgalois. And they just need to be revealed. They were planted, the potential, the seeds were already planted. Vizehu erenu niflos. That means that I will reveal to you the miracles that I already set into motion, every single nace that happened to us. Alpidus Yisan Chasidus already took place, Biyitzias Mitzrayim. Shiunirim viniglim ad kan dvarav hakdoshim. V'zeu afoy sonu galimam. That's what it means when it says that we were saved with them. And that means, Rabosai, that every single one of us, when we sit down on Pesach, has to internalize that we are celebrating not just, quote-unquote, just the awesome miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim that the Ramban describes as the shorish of all of our amunah, but it's the shorish of our emunah because it's still part of our dynamic emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the constant miracle, as Mark Twain, La'avdil Alef Alfei Avdolos, describes of the survival of the Jewish people. She'av gulasenu kvar hoysa imam be'ez gulas Mitzrayim. Every single one of our personal miracles, we're also commemorating when we sit down Lil HaSeder. This works beautifully with Rashi in Tainis and Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. Mishe Nichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. Rashi says something very interesting. He connects the last month of the year, Ador, to the first month of the year, Nisan, where Rashi writes, Mishe Nichnas Ador Yimei Nisim Hoyu Li Yisrael Purim UPesach. Rashi puts together Purim and Pesach. Ador is the end of the year. Why is Rashi putting together Purim and Pesach? What's the connection between the two? There's something very interesting about Purim and Pesach. One of the most poignant parts of Purim is the Lashon of Shoshanas Yaakov, and there are many connections between the Nes of Purim and Pesach. Part of the miracle of Purim happened on Pesach. We say, Chu Osam Hoyisa Lanetzach, the salvation of Purim was eternal. V'sikvasam b'chol dar v'dar. And that hope of the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, the miracle of Jewish politics, the miracle that things could be turned on its head, v'nafochu, v'amei v'nyavin, which many of us experienced here in Eretz Yisrael in a political vein in the last few weeks, in the Zman, the Tkufa between Adar, the Tkufa of Adar and Nisan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could orchestrate things behind the scenes that we think are bad and it turns out are good. That's Hayisa Lenetzach. That's a miracle that stays forever, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working behind the scenes. And the Niflaos and the Nisim, the obvious miracles, not the hidden miracles, those also are things that stay with us forever. Because the Chodesh of Nisan, we're commemorating not just those miracles that happened then, but also the miracles that happen now. Now, if you think about it, all the other Yomim Tovim that we commemorate are all Yomim Tovim that the Kedusha of those events, our Kedusha of those miracles, are something that we're supposed to learn from for today. Sukkos, Shavuos. But the notion that those that Geula is a Geula that we commemorate and we live in the present is something unique to Misha Nichnas Adar that includes both Purim and Pesach. And therefore, Rabosai, I beg of you, what Chassidus demands from us is for us to take time of Chayiv Adam Liras Es Atzmoy Ki'ilu Hu Yatzo Mi Mitzrayim. That Chiyuv now is for a person to make a Cheshbon on every single miracle. Chayiv Adam Liras. A new Havana al pi Chassidus. He now has to think about every single Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for him. And that's all part of his Avoida, because that Neis was planted. Al Derech HaAvoida, the regel of it, was planted on Leil Tesvav Nisan. And therefore, throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach, when a person sings Hallel, a person is supposed to think of all of those Nisim Gluim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to him. And from this time of Purim, which is connected to Nisan, as Rashi describes in Tainus, a person is supposed to think about those Nisim She'enom Gluim, the Nisim Hanistarim that happened to him. What an avoda. With this, maybe we have a different teretz to the famous Kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban asked, why is Yitzias Mitzrayim so important? In the end of Parshas Bo, the Ramban says, because the source of all of our emunah is that God revealed Himself once to Klal Yisrael, and He doesn't reveal Himself every generation. And therefore, the source, the shayrish of all emunah, one of the most important Rambans ala Teira, the shayrish of all emunah is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Based on this yisod, the Rabbi Yitzchak Olavurka, Zechusa Yogein Oleinu, the Rabbi Yitzchak Olav Amshinov, taught us we have a different understanding, or maybe to augment what the Ramban is saying. And that is, Yitzias Mitzrayim is not only the shoresh, the source of our emunah, it is still the dynamic of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the miracles. V'al nisecho shebechol yoyim imonu. V'al niflo isecho v'toivo isecho shebechol eis. So that's why Yitzias Mitzrayim al pi Chassidus is so central in Avodas Hashem. It is the regel, it is the basis for all of the miraculous relationship that every single one of us has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings us to Kabbalah's HaTorah, that makes us truly free people because we are Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that all starts with the regel, the basis of Pesach. It all starts Chayiv Adam Liras Es Atzmoy Ela Af Oisanu Goali Mohem. Every single one of those miracles. And there isn't a person listening to this that hasn't had HaKadosh Baruch Hu make amazing miracles in their lives. Rabbeisai, Lafnim etze, Lahargish etze, internalize and feel it. And then Bezer Hashem will be Zeicha to a Geula Asida, a Geula Shlema that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already planted in the Bria on the 15th of Nisan, when He took us out of Mitzrayim and He planted every single miracle for every single Jew. L'dayre dayres.